USDA and FSA Farm Service Agency officials say they have done a pretty good job in explaining the new peanut program and other commodity programs. Now, whether the farmer selects an ARC, which is the agricultural risk coverage, or the PLC, price loss coverage, the rules are different and each farm appears to be different. There are conservation requirements and even payment limits. USDA urges farmers to take time to study the information and the scenarios that would affect the farmer's operation in the next 5 years. Now the farmer and the FSA are in the enrollment stage of the 2014 Farm Bill. Now is when all the rules are applied, and they have had meetings in the Southeast during the last 3 days. The formulas must be settled on who gets a payment, the farmer, the landowner, or both, how much, and even when. Farmers are reconstituting farms, changing entities, and reorganizing to take full advantage of the new safety net. Another information that is still up for grabs is the planted acres. USDA estimated 9% increase until a second estimate is made on June the 30th, 2015. Farmers must report planted acres by July 15th, so look for a final planted acreage about August 15th when the final plantings are released by state. Acreage is the number one factor right now on buying peanuts for next season. And, of course, they've got to get them in the warehouse. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.